بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, yesterday we had spoken about zulam, oppression, injustice, and that the worst level or the worst type of zalim is that person who oppresses himself by disbelieving in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thereby he causes himself, or he causes his end result to be the fire of Jahannam. And this was specifically about the mushrikeen of Makkah Mukarramah, that they had rejected the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in today's verse, Allah speaks about these mushrikeen, and in particular one incident that had taken place in the earlier days of Islam, where a few noblemen of the Quraysh had come together, and they had decided to sit in the gathering of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to hear what he has to say. Of course, this was something strange to them, that now he is claiming tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is claiming that there is no deity besides Allah, and that the way of the forefathers, the religion of our forefathers is incorrect, etc. So a few of them came and they sat in the gathering of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Abu Sufyan was there prior to accepting Islam. Nadar bin Harith, Utbah bin Rabi'a, Shayba bin Rabi'a, these are a few of the names that have been mentioned. And they heard what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had to say. Of course, he was quoting Quran to Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Once the gathering had ended, now this group got together and they began speaking amongst themselves that, what do you feel? So Abu Sufyan at that time, he made a comment and he said, Inni la ara ba'da ma yaquluhu haqqa. That I feel that at least part of the speech of this person is true, part of what he says is true, and I don't feel that everything is a lie, everything is a fabrication. So Nadar bin Harith, when he heard this, he became upset. Now Nadar bin Harith was such a person, he would travel a lot out of Makkah Mukarrama. He would go to distant lands, he would visit Persia particularly, and there he would sit and he would hear the stories and the fables that the people of Persia would tell to one another, and he would come back to Makkah Mukarrama. And then he would sit with the people and he would narrate these fables, these tales to them. So when Abu Sufyan makes this comment that I feel that what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying is true, Nadar bin Harith says to him that, listen, all that he is doing is narrating tales and fables to you. Just as I narrate stories to you and I tell you about the people of the past, he is doing the same thing. He's telling you about Da'ad and Thamud and Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun, and I do the same thing. In other words, this, what he is claiming is divine revelation. This is nothing special, nothing extraordinary. It is just normal stories and tales of the past. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this particular incident. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَسْتَمِعُ إِلَيْكَ. Allah says, from amongst them are those who come and listen to you. وَجَعَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا. But Allah says, we placed coverings over their hearts, and we placed a type of deafness within the ear, so that they are unable to understand the speech. They are unable to understand the Quran. In other words, it goes into the ear, but it doesn't go beyond that. It does not penetrate the heart, and therefore they will not accept the message of Quran. To this extent, these people have been turned away. That وَإِن يَرَوْا كُلَّ آيَةٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَا. Allah says, if they had to see every type of sign, they will still not bring iman. They will still not believe, no matter what is shown to them. But they do not have the capacity to bring iman. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوكَ يُجَادِلُونَكَ. So much so that when they come to you and dispute with you, argue with you, يَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Allah now makes reference to what Nadar bin Harith had said, that the disbelievers passed this comment and statement that this is nothing but fables, this is nothing but stories of the former people. This is what they say about the Quran. وَهُمْ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ وَيَنْأَوْنَ عَنْهُ وَإِن يُهْلِكُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights this evil quality of theirs, and this is the lesson for us. Allah says, وَهُمْ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ وَيَنْأَوْنَ عَنْهُ. The two evil things that they would do, one is, وَهُمْ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ. They would prohibit others from listening to the Qur'an, from accepting the Qur'an. وَيَنْأَوْنَ عَنْهُ. And they themselves would stay away from it. So these are two sins, two transgressions that they are committing. One is that they are not believing, they are not accepting, they are rejecting Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the Quran. But together with that, worse than that perhaps, is that they become a hindrance, a deterrent to others who want to accept the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَإِن يُهْلِكُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ. They are destroying nobody but themselves. وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. They don't even realize that they are destroying themselves. So this is the lesson for us. And ulama have explained under this verse as well, that sometimes a person finds it difficult to obey a certain command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to accept a certain ruling from the Quran, from the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. This is due to human weakness. Person acknowledges this. He's finding it difficult to comply with this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we should not fall into the second trap, that while I am unable to fulfill this injunction of shariat, of deen, I should at least not become a hindrance or a deterrent to others. One is, a person is doing some sin, or he's got some weakness in his life, but he should not now make it such that he brings others with him and he prevents them from fulfilling the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Commonly we find sometimes our children are going to madrasa, they are learning something, they want to now implement that law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within the home. But because as a parent now I am weak, I am unable to practice upon it, so now I tell my children also that you don't practice upon this. Sometimes it's the husband, sometimes it's the wife. But there's someone in the family who wants to do some good deed, who wants to bring some injunction of shariat into their lives, and because of our weakness now we stop them from doing it. So we should not fall into this trap that we ourselves are not doing it, and at the same time we bring on double sin by preventing others and by becoming a hindrance to others. Allah give us correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.